is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Angels and Devils. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Cody Johnson with In the Garden, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy
and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I stay in the garden with him, though the night be falling around me.
but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
He said, no, 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 I don't want you. Leave me. He says, oh, you've got me now. You ask for me. That woman was a devil, and I was with her. And you ask her. You didn't ask Jesus. You asked me to come into you. I have come. Well, let me just say that this man prayed to Jesus, and he realized the horrible mistake he had made. And he finally was healed. And he went and told the church, look, I've done a terrible thing here. I did not approach Jesus the way you're supposed to, on your knees, or, you know, just talk to Jesus Christ. Some in the church believed him and some didn't. Some still wanted to stay with the devil. They said, but look, but he healed you, didn't he? No, no, he didn't. He just took it away for a while. He was the devil. You see, my friends, don't go see a fortune teller. Don't go see a woman with a crystal ball. Don't go see some woman that'll heal you or some healer from Mexico or whatever. Because the devil comes as a lion and he will devour you. Now, interestingly enough, angels are eternal creatures. Angels are eternal creatures. Hell, of course, was made for the devil and his angels. It says in Matthew 25:41, hell is a place of everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But you might be sent there too if you don't believe in him, Jesus. Angels are sent to minister to you and I. We don't pray to them. We don't talk to them. We don't contact them. But if they speak, if they come to us and they speak, you might want to pray to Jesus and say, is this really an angel from you? You know, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says that sometimes they'll come and even give you false messages. He says, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the last days. And even if someone comes to you and says, I'm an angel, don't believe them. Listen to me, I'm going to tell you. And there it is in Scripture. Believe the Scripture. Don't be deceived. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, friends. I'm just trying to tell you that if you approach Jesus the right way, believe in him, and ask for Jesus Christ, thank him for all things, pray to him, be his servant. He is the one who knocks at the door. Open it. He'll come in with you. He'll have supper with you. Don't go the wrong way. Don't go to some occultic church or occultic person or new age person or somebody that says, I can save you with these crystals or no, don't do that. It's very simple, the Christian life. By the way, did you know that the devil sometimes come in the form of strangers? It says in Hebrews chapter 13, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Wow. You know, I think you shouldn't be foolish, but sometimes somebody comes to people for help. I need help. I need food. I need a place to live. I really think that people that help the homeless, that do it for Jesus Christ, sometimes they are entertaining angels. They're unawares. And you'll receive a blessing for that. Isn't that an interesting thing? Some of you have entertained angels unawares, Paul said. Well, you know, the angels came and they announced the coming of Jesus Christ. That's in Luke, Matthew. And in fact, an angel came to warn Joseph and Mary that Herod wanted to destroy Jesus. And so they fled into Egypt. He was not only there, these angels were not at the birth of Christ to watch over things. They were in the Garden of Gethsemane at the end. They were on hand to defend Jesus. If he had called on them, they would have defended him. When he was arrested, he could have asked for them, but he didn't. He knew. And after he had died in his grave, one great angel came and rolled back the coffin. Stone, that is. One was present to roll back the stone. That's Matthew 28. Now, there were a number of Roman soldiers that were there to guard it, to make sure that someone didn't come and steal the body. And they all went to sleep. The angel put him to sleep, and he rolled back the stone. Now, at the end of time, angels will come. Now think about this. God says there will be an end of the earth, end of the age. And listen to what it says in Daniel 12:1. And at that time, it says, shall Michael stand up, that great prince. You see, I told you they have a kingdom of heaven, and it's organized, and Michael the archangel is a prince. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. See, when you come to know Jesus, your name is written in a book. It's written in a book. And Michael is going to come. Michael's the one. Then will come the great tribulation. Now, let's go further here. That's when the devil gets thrown, of course, into the lake of fire. Michael will see to that. But, you know, until then, I was reading something quite interesting. Let's see if I can get to it here. Boy, this is interesting. Did you know that the devil is all the time trying to pull the wool over our eyes, and sometimes even tries the other angels? Now listen to this. Deuteronomy 34 talks about Moses dying. So Moses, it says, the servant of the Lord died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, but no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. So they buried Moses, his body. They buried him. He's somewhere, his body is dust, I guess. But he's somewhere here on earth, Moses. That was his body. But listen to Jude verse 9, chapter 9. This is an incredible story. Yet Michael the archangel, we have Michael again, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. But he did not dare, in other words, bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now, I love that. You know, when you die, the devil may come for your body. I want him. He sinned. He's mine. That's what the devil, you know, Moses was not a perfect man. He even killed a fellow. And the devil came for him. But God sent Michael to contend, to battle with the devil. And they disputed about the body of Moses. But Michael did not dare to bring a railing accusation against the devil. He didn't say, you're this, you're that, you rebel, you're this, you're evil, you're a horrible, you know, being. He simply said, the Lord rebuke thee. Wow. He didn't need to bring a railing accusation. He wasn't in some court where he read all the, you know, you have to use forensics and prove all the proof and all this other stuff. And he didn't have to say, well, look, Moses did all these good things too. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4. He was okay. He was a good guy. And the devil said, well, he did all these bad things. No, no, no. He simply said, he didn't argue. He said, the Lord rebuked you. That was the end of it. I like that. Maybe when I die, maybe the devil might come for me. Say, I want him down in hell here with me. I'm depending on God. He's going to send my guardian angel. And he's going to say, get out of the way, devil. The Lord rebuke you. And the devil will go. He has to. Ah, that's good news, isn't it? That's good news for everyone who's a Christian. You know, I used to know a man named Ed Velo, an evangelist. Ed's passed away now, but he told me an incredible story. He was a wonderful man of God. In fact, he wrote the book Biblical Mathematics. Ed was a great evangelist, though, and he preached numbers, the mathematics of the Bible. He even wrote a book about it, Biblical Mathematics. And he told me what happened to him. He was a Catholic. You see, he was born a Catholic, raised a Catholic. But he came to know Jesus as a young man, and it changed everything for him, everything. And then he told his mother and his brothers and sisters about Jesus. They were good, faithful Catholics. But his mother said, you know, I believe you're right. I believe you're telling the truth. She prayed and she became a Christian. Well, he had a brother, though, that said, no, I'm a Catholic. I'm going to stay a Catholic. I'm not going to believe like you do. I'm not going to accept Jesus Christ. And Ed told me that his mother got very ill and she was on her deathbed in the hospital. And they all the family gathered around her bed. And she, you know, she was dying there, laying in that bed. She hadn't said a word. She just lay there. They knew she would die at any moment. And then suddenly, says Ed, she awoke. She awoke. She woke up and she said, the devil is in this room. That's what she said. The devil is here. And at that very moment, you see, this was a hospital room that had windows. And it was a sunny day outside. And at that moment, the windows grew dark. Everything was dark outside. The devil had surely come into that room to collect her body, evidently. It grew dark, so dark you almost couldn't see in there. And the whole family, Ed says, was, well, except for him, I suppose, were frightened. I mean, can you imagine? Your mother is on her deathbed, not even able to speak, and suddenly she wakes up and says, the devil is here? Boy. And then a smile, says Ed, came across her face. And she says, but Jesus is here too. And she closed her eyes. But Jesus is here too. Well, the brother, Ed's brother, grabbed him by the arm and said, let's go outside. And they went outside the room, closed the door. And he says, Ed, what was that? Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you that when she said the words, but Jesus is here too, suddenly the room grew light again. The darkness dispelled. There was no darkness in the windows. It was all light, sunny again. They were shocked. And when his brother grabbed him by the arm, pulled him outside, he says, Ed, what was that? You saw that. We all saw that. The darkness come in and what mom said, and then the light came in. She said, Jesus is here. What was that? He was frightened. He had not accepted Jesus. And Ed looked at him and he said, that was the devil and that was Jesus. The devil came for mom, but Jesus wouldn't give her up. Jesus came to collect her. Jesus came and he said, someday the devil is going to come for you. Wow. Someday the devil is going to come for you. Will you have Jesus to rescue you? Will you have Michael? It's a true story by Ib Velo. Now, about the angels. Let's continue on here. Okay. The angels are our guardian angels, and they protect us. They do as they're told. And they would have protected Jesus. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 26? He said, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? Jesus could have called on them. There's billions of angels, probably. Now, we looked at devils, and we looked at angels. And I guess the question is, which ones are closest to your heart? Angels or devil? My prayer is that you'll accept Jesus Christ. Accept that guardian angel. He'll be with you all the time. He'll protect you. He'll take care of you. And there's all kinds of wonderful things. Remember the two angels that came? They seemed to be fair. That means very good-looking men. They came to Lot. And they told him to leave the city. And they destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. They're angels of destruction in this world. But they didn't come to destroy you. Not if you know Christ. They've come to protect you. And, you know, I've had experiences with devils, but always I've prayed, and they left me. I'll never forget one night I was laying in bed, Wanda and I, and outside our window, down the street, came music. Music. Horrible music. Terrible music. It was the devil's music, and it grew louder and louder and louder. And we lay there, and I prayed to Jesus. I said, Jesus, help me. Help me. The devil is here. And suddenly, the music just ended. I remember another time I was up in New York State at a Bible prophecy conference, and a horrible smell came in my room, a terrible smell. I knew it was the devil. And I prayed, and the devil left me. You see, the devil knows he is a defeated servant. He is defeated. Oh, he messed up big, didn't he? He knows his destiny, and I know my destiny. Do you, friends, know Jesus Christ as Lord? This is Tex Mars. It's been great being with you. My prayer is you'll tune in next week to Bible Home Church.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.